Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder and the upcoming game against the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to see how this goes out here. Honestly, we don't know what to expect at all here. We don't know what to expect as far as what type of team is going to be out there on the court. Jazz is still 1.5 games ahead of the Suns, so it'll be interesting to see what their mindset is.
I saw Teo Maledon might be back for this game, so I'm looking forward to that. And just seeing what else we come up with. We've had some interesting lineups and interesting combinations, so I'm really looking forward to it. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us for The Last Storm. Here we go.
I have to say this about the Jazz. The Jazz have looked like a team on a mission this year. Do I expect us to win the game? Not at all. But the reality is that we don't know what the Jazz brass is thinking. If they go out and they say, we don't have to have our best team against the Thunder to win, and they overlook us, that's when they're going to make a mistake. So will the Utah Jazz look at us as a possibility of a easy game? Don't put your starters out in the game, or will they come out ready to play? That is the biggest question here. We don't know, but we're sitting in a really nice spot for the draft order, so we're not looking too much about what's going to happen in the last two games. We would like a win, but that's because we're competitive and we don't like to lose.
And that's what it comes down to. We want to see this team go out there and compete. In no way at all is the success of how well they're doing going to be judged based on a win or a loss. It's going to be based on how hard they compete from the start to the finish. We want to see four quarters of them playing hard. We want to see development from players who are getting this time, and we want to see them develop, take that practice, that hard work, those film sessions, take all of that and put it into play. There's only two games left, so this is their chance. This is their second-to-last chance to really show what they've been working on. From here on out, or from then on out, it's going to be back to the weight room, back to the gym by themselves with their teammates. It's going to be difficult to get that in-game type feeling. They'll scrimmage, but it's not the same. And then we'll see them again in 6 months, and we'll be able to see what they worked on. And that's what we're looking forward to, is seeing this progression. So, we've been here for all season, and even though it's been, difficult time of the season, we're excited because of the development that these young players have been showing. And we know that this rebuild is an excellent environment to bring in a new rookie, because, man, you wouldn't want to bring a new rookie into a tank. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, and again, I was talking to Dakota today. Dakota was saying, keep the faith, man. Like, this shouldn't have happened like this. This was not a tanking season until we had injury. And that's right. This is not a tanking season even at that. This was a injury-induced position that we are in. And because of that, we just have to sit back and appreciate what's going to happen in the offseason. And it's frustrating to me when you have people on Twitter that are calling us out and saying that we don't want to see the draft and all this other stuff. No, we love seeing that type of stuff. But what we have also said since day one of this podcast is what we want people to do is sit back and appreciate the Oklahoma City Thunder cheer, or the Oklahoma City Thunder to play and cheer them on, and not cheer for losses. We see all day on Twitter with all these Steve-O cult followers that are all sucking up to Steve and saying, hey, buddy, let's go ahead and be your best buddy. So we're going to talk shit on the Thunder. And they'll say stuff like, it makes me sick. And I quote, it makes me sick watching the Oklahoma City Thunder get a close game, because all I want them to do is lose every game so that they can get a better draft pick. As if to say it's okay for them to cheer for their team to lose because it's for the longevity of this team. And Mark and I have said since day one is like, these people are delusional to think that it's okay to cheer for your team to lose and the longevity of losing, because a tank job and a proper tank job isn't done over 1 year. It's done over multiple years. So what they've been saying since day one is they want this team to be bad for multiple years until we start becoming good. And what we're saying is we have all the pieces that we need already. Everything that we add is a bonus because of what Sam has done. And that's all it is.
Yeah, and we have picks coming up, and we're really excited about talking about those and looking at what position we could be in the lottery. a lot of information is going to be coming out. We're going to be talking a lot about the different players and, you know, what people think can happen with those. We're not really particularly good at projecting players as far as like who will be drafted where, but looking at what Sam Presti's done in the past, you can kind of come up with a few ideas of what he's going to be looking for. He likes to find players who are exceptionally young and are tall and long for their, you know, position. So, you know, we're going to be looking for those types of players who are, you know, maybe 19, 20-year-olds who, you know, are sort of unknown players, sort of the Poku, Teo, Bazley type mold, and see if we can find a couple of those players to share some information about. And that's what we're all about, is trying to figure something out. We love cheering for the Thunder. We love seeing what Sam Presti has done with players like Gabriel Deck and Jalen Horde, Charlie Brown Jr. These guys who have come on and gotten minutes toward the end of the season have been really exciting to watch. The players who have earned minutes throughout the year, who have become a part of our future through their consistent play, like Moses Brown, Isaiah Roby, Ty Jerome, Kenny Hustle. You know, these guys are great role players for our team and great leaders for the young rookies to come into the league and see what it means to really be a professional in the NBA. And then obviously we have our rookies, Teo and Poku. We've got our second-year players, Bazley and Dort, and we've got our leader and our star in SGA. And our team is set up in such a great way. Like, I just don't see how, you know, a lot of people are anticipating that there's going to be an immense amount of turnover. I know that we're going to add new players and there's going to be some turnover, but you don't give this much playing time to 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds just to go trade them to other teams. So this is, you know, a rebuild, pure and simple. We've been watching it happen for a while. I've noticed a number of people, including Daily Thunder, and we've been super-duper critical of Daily Thunder. I don't know anybody who's talked more shit on Daily Thunder than we have. But I noticed Brandon Rubar, beat writer, the Daily Thunder, and consistent, you know, speaking bullshit talking head, has changed his language to he's called it now a rebuild. He no longer is calling it a tank, which is appropriate. So I need to give him credit for that. And I appreciate that, because I know for sure that the players and their families see what these guys write. They can act like, oh, you know, we're just fans and nobody cares. No, they have a following. These people are read. They're listened to by, you know, a lot of people, including family members of the players. And so when they're disrespectful, it's a problem. And calling this a rebuild is completely accurate. Calling it a tank is disrespectful. So thank you, Brandon. You know, I've gone at you before. I've called you out for your shit. And so I'm just going to give you props right now, man. You know, I respect what you're doing.
Yeah. And obviously some of these guys that have called it a tank job, they just don't understand the game. They don't understand the name of the game. They don't understand how to dissect simple basketball. A lot of them are from small podunk towns in Oklahoma. To me, like, this is where it gets to me. It's frustrating. If you don't have an education in basketball and you're sitting up there and you're talking about basketball as if you're an expert, that's where it's frustrating. And watching how people follow Steve, and he's been doing this for a long time, I don't get it. I don't get how they follow him blindly like they do. And, you know, essentially anything he says is a direct correlation to what is being said at Down to Dunk, or Down to Decay, in that this aspect is these people, they all say the same thing, and then they get each other on each other's shows. They try to help each other out like good Oklahomans do. And the reality is that they're just pushing the same old bullshit. And that's why Mark and I are here, is because there's no other podcast talking the way we are. There's no other podcast pushing that it's okay for to cheer for your team to lose. And we stand up for those guys that are on Twitter that are automatically like, you know, we saw with Chencho, we saw it with Dakota, when these guys were getting thrown under the bus for trying to cheer for this team to win. And we stood up to these guys that were picking on him, saying, leave these guys alone. We're allowed to cheer. This is part of our, you know, thing. And that's when they started coming at us, calling us names and who are you guys and all this other stuff. And, you know, to me, it started down the whole role. But that's why we do what we're doing, is because what's happening with Oklahoma City Thunder is important. You have to be able to watch it, because this is a masterpiece that Sam Presti has put together, and we have an opportunity. We have a front row seat of exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and that's what we're pumped up about. And that's why we've come up with this really fun idea that we're going to give away a bunch of NBA top shots of the Oklahoma City Thunder, young players, Bazley, Dort, SGA, Roby, Moses, Teo, Poku, just you name it. If there's an NBA top shot of a Thunder player, we want to give it away. We got tons of plans. We talked about it a little bit on the last episode. We're talking a little bit about it now. We're going to talk about it a little bit tomorrow after the game. We're not going to get carried away with it until after the season, though. We got two games left. I'll tell you right now, Dave and I both have collections that we're itching to give away. I'm going to give mine away way faster than he is, though, because that's just the way I am. And Dave, he gave away, I believe, a shit ton of jerseys. I wanted to guess, but I don't want to, you know, guess low. But I'll tell you that right now, he gave away a ton of jerseys, and he paid for the shipping. He paid for the jerseys. He did it all. So I'm not saying I'm more generous than him. It's just I'm saying that I'm probably just going to, out of habit, give away everything I have at a very quick rate. But our goal is to find fun ways to give it away. We want to reward the people who have been there for us the most. So if you've gotten a jersey, if you've, you know, been around for a while, you're going to be at the top of the list for getting these top shots. And if you're new, great. You know, we do play favorites, but that doesn't mean that you don't have a chance. You do have a chance. Everybody's got a chance. We're going to give away 25 moments. And in total, those 25 moments will be totally worth $1,000. That's the original purchase goal of, you know, what it is. There's fluctuation. We're not guaranteeing anything. This is totally just something that we're doing, you know. And then on top of that, we would like to give away one legendary moment. A legendary moment, it has, you know, different value for different players. And we're not sure exactly how we're going to do that, but that's our goal. In total, you know, that's a couple grand worth of prizes. And right now, you know, if you talk to some of our competitors at the other podcasts, they would say that you don't have much competition if you want to win those prizes. You got a pretty good shot right now, because in the end, we are a new podcast and we're trying to reward the people who are listening to us. This all came about because, you know, a podcast network who's sponsored by DraftKings, they came along and they wanted to sponsor us. And the truth is, fuck DraftKings. You know what I mean? They can go fucking kill themselves. I don't give a fuck about DraftKings, man. DraftKings, I like gambling. I got nothing wrong with gambling. But what DraftKings does is they fuck you over. So I doubt that they probably want us to, you know, they want to sponsor us now after I said all this stuff about them, but they can go fuck themselves, because in the end, I don't like gambling anywhere where the house has all the odds stacked in their favor, and DraftKings is completely that way. So, yeah, maybe if there's a good gambling site out there that we would go with, but DraftKings is not one of them. Save your money. Don't ever fucking fuck with DraftKings.
Yeah, man. Guilty, man. Sorry. Just going to say guilty. I fell for that shit. And, you know, it was fun while it lasted. Let's just put it like that. But yeah, we are going to be giving away some great moments. Just recently I opened a rare moment, with a pack. You know, I told Mark, I was like, these are the moments that I would love to be able to give away. Opened it up and it was a throwback of, Darius Bazley, which is always amazing when you get a pack that has, a Thunder player. So if you are a top shot, person, please reach out to us. We'll show you our, showcases that we have set up. We'll show you all that other stuff so that you guys can be part of, you know, what we're getting. So if there's a piece of that top shot that you want, you can contact us and let us know. And we would love to be able to gift those to you. But we're just looking for other people and reaching out to anybody that is a Top Shot fan, to go ahead and reach out to us. And we'll definitely get you guys a card just for reaching out.
Yeah, we got some great ideas. And we're going to hold off on giving anything away until the beginning of June. We got a little bit, it won't be at the straight at the beginning, but you know, first week of June, we're going to be giving some stuff away. So in the meantime, though, the first couple of days after the season ends, we'll be letting you know how it's all going to work. So we're really pumped up about it. We love this young team. We've been telling people since the beginning of the season, it's a time to invest in these young players, these rookies who a lot of people don't know who they are. It can make you uncomfortable to see new players in the Thunder uniform, but this is a time to invest, and this is our way of giving back. You know, we understand that your time is your most valuable asset. For you to spend your time with us all summer, focusing on the summer, on basketball during the summer, that just says that you have, you know, that you're really invested in this team, and we want to give you something tangible for that investment. I'm not aware of any other podcast that's giving away, you know, giving their listeners anything. So, you know, we kind of feel like this is a fun way to give back. We've been doing jerseys, like I mentioned, and now it's all about Top Shots. So, you know, we're pumped up about it, and we're looking forward to seeing where it takes us. So thank you, you know, so much for being there with us for this ride. It's been an incredible journey, and we're really, you know, excited as the season winds down, because we look to the future and we know that it's, you know, a great time to be a Thunder fan.
Absolutely. And thanks again for listening to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Dave.
And my name is Mark. We'll see you tomorrow. Thunder up.